Sometimes big national issues like immigration and terrorism can reach into the tiniest communities. The residents of Twin Towns along the Vermont-Canada border are experiencing this now. For over a century, local residents on both sides have shared a library, using back streets to get to it. The U.S. Border Patrol now wants to restrict access along those back streets. Charlotte Albright has our report.
Over a century ago, the elegant Haskell Library and Opera House was built right on the U.S.-Canada boundary to foster international friendship. Literally, the border runs right through it. Martine Drysdale is Canadian. Every other week, she and a friend drive or walk to Derby Line, Vermont, from Stanstead, Quebec, to borrow books and tend the tidy library gardens, almost always without passing through a checkpoint.
And actually, we bring vegetation and which I shouldn't be saying.
Under the proposed plan, cars would be banned, and even pedestrians might have to pass through a barrier, and that's got Drysdale upset.
I would really not be happy. This is so comfortable. Why start setting up barriers? You create barriers, you create tension.
In the library, stacks are on the Canadian side, with half the books in English, half in French for the francophones in neighboring Stanstead. This is their only library. Drysdale fears those books will gather dust, and some opera seats upstairs will go empty if getting here gets less convenient. Inside, as patrons browse through a book sale, village trustee and library board member Keith Beadle walks from the front entrance on the American side toward the circulation desk on a famous well-worn strip of black tape.
Yeah, the black line here on the floor shows you where you are.
So now where are we?
We're in Canada.
We have technically crossed the border illegally. That's what's bothering the Border Patrol, who want better surveillance on small streets like this one that leads to the library. Upstairs in the Opera House, Beadle points out more black tape marking the international border somewhere around Row M. Beadle is a former Border Patrol officer himself and says he understands the need after 9/11 for tighter security. Earlier this year, Border Patrol say they apprehended 21 illegal aliens crossing the border in a van. But Beadle says closing these streets is unlikely to stop illegal crossing along this porous border and will threaten the heritage of Derby Line.
And I guess we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to sacrifice our character, our individuality, the things that we treasure in these two villages in the sake of alleged security?
There are also concerns about what these changes will do to cross-border social life. Tish Labrie is visiting the library from Connecticut, where she lives now. She was born in Newport, Vermont, 50 years ago to Canadian parents who now live across the border in Quebec. As a child, she remembers easily going back and forth two or three times a day.
You were either going to someone's house for lunch or you were coming over to pick something up. And it was just an ease of travel. You weren't going to a foreign country.
Labrie says her aging parents are so intimidated by increasingly probing checkpoints that they now think twice about visiting their American friends. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in northern Vermont.
The U.S. Border Patrol declined interviews for Charlotte Albright's story. Officials said they prefer to make their views known later this week at a public meeting on the new border procedures.